Exercise 5. In her book, A Natural History of the Senses, Diane Ackerman refers to smell as the mute sense. While we can detect and even perceive thousands of smells, we are woefully inept at describing them without reference to other things, or even more often, how they make us feel. This verbal shortfall may arise in part because the brain regions that register smells are only weakly and indirectly connected to those areas that support language processing. A more direct set of connections exists between areas that deal with emotions and language. And so the lexicon of smells is riddled with descriptions of how a smell makes us feel. Try to describe the smell of camphor without reference to a pine tree. Or imagine explaining the smell of the ocean in the morning to someone who has never had the experience.